Okay. The beginning of the parsha, Vayera ila Hashem Eloi Neimamre, Vehu Yosef Pesach Ha'oil Kachayim Ayayim. Hashem appeared to him, to Avram Avinu, in Eloi Neimamre, on the plains of Mamre, and he was sitting at the opening of his tent in the heat of the day. Rashi, on the words of Eloi Neimamre, says Rashi, Hu Shenos Lai Eitza Al Hamila. Mamre is the one that gave Avram Avinu advice about the Mila. The Fikach Nigla Olav Bechelka, and that is why Hashem appeared in Mamre's property. All the Mefarshim have difficulty with this Rashi. It's a Chazal. What kind of advice did Avram Avinu need from Mamre? If Hashem commanded Avram Avinu to perform a Bris Mila, Avram Avinu definitely would not have gone to seek the advice of Mamre whether to perform Hashem's mitzvah or not. So what kind of etzah did Mamre give Avram Avinu? This past Shabbos, our Shir made a Siyam HaMasechtas Pesachim, by Shaul Shudas. So the Gemara at the end of Masechtas Pesachim says, this is the Gemara that the Masechta concludes with. The Gemara says that Reb Samloi came to a Pinyan HaBen. So they asked him a shaila. He said, we know that the bracha, Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvoyis HaBetzivanu Al Pinyan HaBen, we know that that bracha is made by the father of the child. What about the Shachianu? does the father of the son make the Shachianu also? Or does the Kohen make that Shachianu? Does the Kohen make the Shachianu the Kamata Hanal Yadeh because he's getting money? Or does the father of the son make the Shachianu because he's doing a mitzvah? So the Gemara says that he did not know the answer. So he came to the Beis Medrash and he asked the Shail, and they answered him that the father of the son makes both brachas. We need to understand. No, we understand why. We need to understand what are the two tzedodim of this Shaila. Why would one say one way or the other regarding this bracha of Shachianu? So I think we can understand this based on what is written numerous times in Sefer Peleoyitz from the Zeder of Motala. He writes that there are three types of people regarding the performance of mitzvahs, davening specifically. There are people that act totally out of rote, as he calls it, kemitzvas anoshim milumada. They just act out of rote. They're so used to davening every day, the words just come out automatically. They're used to putting on tefillin every day, and so on and so forth with any other mitzvah that we're accustomed to doing. We just do it, but not without even realizing that we're doing a mitzvah. So that's one group of people. Then there are other types of people that do take a moment to realize what they're doing and that they're doing a mitzvah. However, their mind is so preoccupied with all of their with all of the things they need to do and they're doing and they needed to do, and so that they cannot arouse their emotions the way they should be during the performance of a mitzvah. Please put your phones on mute. So even though they realize that they're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah is done without any emotion. It's done without any life, without any chiyus. And then there's a third group of people that even though that they realize they're doing a mitzvah, and they're even successful at arousing their emotions to do the mitzvah with love of Hashem and with the awe of the Rabbeinu Shalom. However, and with joy, however, as soon as the mitzvah is over, the mitzvah does not leave a mark on them, so that there should be noticeable in any way that this is the person who just performed a mitzvah, or this is a person that just learned the Blat Gemara, or this is a person that just davened. So there are these three groups of people, but the way a mitzvah, or the way a davening, or the way a learning should be done, is that it should be not only should a person realize that they're doing a mitzvah, not only should the person arouse their heart and their emotions to the love and the joy of a mitzvah, but a person, it should be detectable upon a person. There should be an impression left on a person after the person has completed the Torah or the mitzvah. Or the davening, so that the person should be a changed person. The mitzvah or the davening should have an effect on the person, that the person should be a better person. Now, I'd like to suggest that these three points are alluded to in the bracha of Shachianu. What we need is, first of all, Higianu. A person needs to realize that he has arrived at the mitzvah. A person shouldn't just do the mitzvah totally out of rote, due to the fact that the person is accustomed to it. And the person doesn't even realize that he has reached the mitzvah. There's got to be higiyanu. We reached the mitzvah. But that's not enough. There needs to be a shachianu. There needs to be life invested into the mitzvah. A person needs to arouse their emotions. And it should be done with the love and the fear of Hashem. But that also is not sufficient. There needs to be v'kimanu. There needs to be a kium. There needs to be an existence and a lasting to the Torah and the Avodah and the Chesed or the Mitzvah that we're doing, that it should leave a lasting impression upon us. So perhaps this was the Shiloh of the Gemara. We know that the father of the son who is performing the Mitzvah of the Pidyon HaBen, he's doing a mitzvah. And the Kohen is receiving money. Who here should say the Shachianu? We know for sure that the Kohen is going to, not only is he part of the mitzvah, but he's also going to walk away with something. We know there's going to be a Kiyamanu. He's going to walk away with the money. He's going to have something that's going to be lasting. But what about the father of the son? Is there going to be a lasting impression upon him? Should he make a Shachianu also? Can he say Shachianu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu? And the Gemara concludes that yes, the father of the son should say Shachianu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu, because that's the way a mitzvah should be done. A mitzvah needs to be done in a manner that is going to have a lasting impression upon the person. So, how does a person see to it that his mitzvahs and his Torah and his tefillah are done properly. So I'd like to suggest that what is necessary for this is hachana. What is necessary is preparation before one approaches a mitzvah, before one approaches a davening, or learning a blat gemara, or learning whatever it is. There needs to be a threefold hachana. Each point of this hachana will address one of these issues. To address the fact that we don't even realize that we're approaching a mitzvah, well, obviously, if there will be hachana, if we'll prepare ourselves, we won't be doing it out of rote. The hachana, the preparation will be, I'm about to perform Hashem's mitzvah. So instead of doing out of rote, there will be a sense of newness to the mitzvah. Or at least a sense of realization that we're about to perform a mitzvah. We need to, the first step is to get rid of the regilus, is to get rid of the fact that we're accustomed to it. The second step of the hachana is for a person to throw all of their worries onto Hashem. To have emunah and bitachon, to realize that we're totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And with that, the person is able to get rid of all of the distractions that they have on their head, and they'll be able to arouse their emotions to connect to the mitzvah, and to have the proper love and awe of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam without having all of their daily worries distract them from what to do, from what they're doing. And the third thing a person needs to do, and this will give the person an ability to preserve the mitzvah even after it's done, is for the person to learn something before a person starts davening. The person thereby makes a keli, the person makes the vessel for the mitzvah, for the emotion that will take place during the mitzvah, for it to be preserved even after the mitzvah is done. A little bit of Torah goes a long way to preserve the mitzvah or the davening that the person is about to do. Now, perhaps you can say that that when the Rabbeinu Shlomo told Avraham Avinu to perform the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and we know Avraham Avinu always did mitzvahs with tremendous rizus, as soon as he could, Vayashkim Avraham Baboiker. So Avram was questioning, should he do the mitzvah this is the first mitzvah that Hashem commanded him to do. Should he perform this mitzvah immediately? Or should he make the proper hachana? Should he make the proper preparation so that this mitzvah should have an everlasting impression upon him? And that is the question he asked Mamre. And Mamre advised him to make a preparation so that this mitzvah should have an everlasting impression upon him. And that is alluded to in Rashi's words, Husha Nosan Le'etza Al Hamila. He gave him advice Al Hamila. If you take the letters in the Aleph Beis that are above Mila, above the Mem, there's a Nun, above the Yud, there's a Chaf, above the Lama, there's a Mem, and above the Hey, there's a Vav, which are the letters of Mukhan, that a person should be prepared. And this is also alluded to by the words Pesach Ha'ohel, the opening of the tent, which is mentioned numerous times in these few psukim. What it indicates is that the Pesach, the way a person should open a mitzvah, the way a person should approach a mitzvah, is through Oihel, which is an acronym, it's a Rosh Tevis for Hikoin Likras Aleikecha. There's a pasuk that tells us to prepare for a mitzvah, and that pasuk is Hikoin Likras Aleikecha, prepare yourself to greet Hashem. So Pesach Oihel means that the opening, the way to approach a mitzvah is through Oihel, through Hikoin Likras Aleikecha. So now, Avraham Avinu, after realizing the benefit of having prepared for this mitzvah of Bris Milah, so now it has an everlasting impression upon him. So Avraham Avinu looks up and he sees Shlesha Anashim Nitzavim Olav. He sees that there are three types of people. And these are the three types of people that we mentioned before. There are people that don't even have the Higiyanu. They don't even realize that they're approaching a mitzvah because they're so accustomed to doing things that they just do it out of rote. There's another type of person that even though they realize they do a mitzvah, but they're so distracted by everything they're so preoccupied with, that they can't arouse their emotions to connect to the mitzvah properly. And then there are those that even though they do have that emotion, but it doesn't leave an everlasting impression upon them. So the pasuk says, "Vayorat likrasa mipesach ha'oil." So Avraham Avinu runs to greet these people, to assist these people mipesach ha'oil with this approach of approaching a mitzvah with hikam likras alekach. And Avraham Avinu tells them how to prepare. He tells them, "Yukach nama at mayim." First of all, learn a little bit of Torah. Ein mayim ala Torah. He says, "Adonai, my masters, im no matzasi chen be'enecha, al no savor me'alavdecha." You need to do something that after you finish doing a mitzvah, that it shouldn't just go by. It shouldn't go away from you after you finish the mitzvah. Now, the way to do this is yukach namat mayim, learn a little bit of Torah. That will give you a vessel to preserve the mitzvah. But also, v'rach tzurag lechem, you need to wash yourself off of any regilus. You have to get rid of the fact that you're accustomed to doing this. Or else there won't even be a higiyanu. You won't even realize that you reached the mitzvah. And thirdly, v'hisha'anu tachas ha'etz, you have to totally rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom. You have to give over everything to Hashem. You have to have bitochen. And that way your mind won't be distracted. You'll be able to arouse yourselves, your emotions, to avodas Hashem. With this, I believe we can understand Chazal say that David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMelech, David HaMelech was in the bathhouse. And he became very depressed because he found himself arum min ha-mitzvahs. He found himself bereft of mitzvahs, naked of mitzvahs. And then he realized that he has the bris milah. So he said, "L'manatzeach al hashminis." He thanked Hashem for the mitzvah of bris milah, which is done on the eighth day. So what does this mean, that David HaMelech found himself bereft of mitzvahs? Just because he's undressed, so he's bereft of mitzvahs? And I believe what Chazal are telling us here is that David HaMelech went into the Beis HaMelech. It doesn't mean a physical bathhouse. He went into the spiritual bathhouse. He went to cleanse himself, to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh. And he, in his great humility, he found that he is bereft of all mitzvahs because any mitzvah that he has done has not made an impression upon him. Until he found that there is one mitzvah that always leaves an impression on a person, because it leaves a physical impression upon the person, and that is the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So we thank Hashem for giving us one mitzvah that always leaves an impression upon us, because at the end of the day, we're circumcised. And perhaps this is the bracha we give a child at a bris, we say to a child, Kishem Shanichnas the Bris, can you connect the Torah, the Chuppah, the Masim Tovim? That just like he entered the Bris, that's the same way he should enter Torah, Chuppah, Masim Tovim, meaning that just like the Bris Mila has left an everlasting impression upon him, that is the same way he should approach Torah, Chuppah, and Masim Tovim. That everything he does should have an everlasting impression upon a person. So, we must see to it that when we approach mitzvahs, when we approach Torah learning, when we approach tefillah, that we take a few moments to make our threefold hachana, to realize that we're approaching a mitzvah. V'rachtzu raglechem, get rid of all the regilas. V'hishva'anu tachas ha'etz, we have to give everything over to Hashem and not to be distracted by the thoughts that tend to preoccupy our minds at all times. And then, yukach namat mayim, to learn a little bit of Torah. That will make a vessel that we should be able to preserve our mitzvahs, that our mitzvahs should have an everlasting impression upon us. Just like Bris Mila leaves an impression upon us, so also our Torah, our Avodah, and our Masim Tovim should all leave an everlasting impression upon us. And we should become a spiritual people, a true Avdei Hashem Ba'emes. Asher Koyach, thank you for listening.